Minimal groove and sparse intros, advanced edition. Today we're building that kind of drum and bass intro that barely gives you anything but still feels like it's rolling forward with intent. Sparse intros are a power move because you're basically saying, I don't need a full break and a million layers to make this feel alive. But minimal only works if the groove is genuinely solid. If your timing is stiff, the whole thing feels like a placeholder. So the goal is a 16 to 32 bar intro at around 172 to 176 BPM. We'll do 174. You'll have a minimal drum skeleton, a call and response vibe using ghosts and tiny perks, textures that function like percussion, and a controlled stereo field so it sounds expensive and intentional. Then we'll use automation and subtraction to build tension into the drop. Alright, open Ableton Live. Step 0, session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. And for now, keep the groove pool empty. I know that sounds backwards, but we want to earn the groove first with micro timing and velocity. Then we'll add groove as seasoning, not as a crutch. Make these tracks: a drum rock track called Intro Drums, an audio track called Textures, a MIDI track called Bass Hint, and then three return tracks. Return A is a short room reverb. Keep it tight. Decay somewhere around 0.35 to 0.6 seconds. Small size, almost no pre-delay, and high pass the return so you're not reverberating low end. Return B is a dark plate reverb. Longer, like 1.2 to 2.2 seconds, with pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds so you get depth without smearing the transient. Filter that too, high pass and a gentle low pass so the top doesn't hiss. Return C is a dub delay using echo. Set it to 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback modest, filters on, and a touch of modulation. The vibe is movement, not psychedelic wash. Now step 1. The minimal drum skeleton, but it has to read as DNB immediately. In drum rack, load clean one shots. A short punchy kick, a crisp snare with a controlled tail, a tight closed hat, optionally a rim or click, and a ghost snare sample if you want a different character for your ghosts. Start with a one bar loop. Classic anchor, snare on beats 2 and 4. Keep the snare dead on the grid. That's important. That snare is your lighthouse. Everything else can move around it, but the snare is the reference point that makes the groove feel deliberate. Kick, put one on beat 1. Then optionally add a second kick, but don't turn this into a full pattern. Try a light kick on the 1E or on 3 and keep its velocity slightly lower than the first kick if you want it to feel like a suggestion, not a statement. Now, here's where minimal suddenly becomes rolling. Micro timing. Pick one element to anchor. That's your snare. Pick one element to drift. That's usually hats. Pick one element to push. That might be a little kick, a ghost, or a click. Go into the MIDI note editor. Keep the snare on grid. Now take some of your hats and nudge them late, like plus 6 to plus 14 milliseconds. You're not trying to make it sloppy. You're trying to make it lay back slightly, so the backbeat feels heavy even when there aren't many notes. If you added a second kick, try nudging that kick early by minus 4 to minus 10 milliseconds. That creates this subtle pulling forward urgency under a snare that stays totally stable. It's a classic tension trick. The snare says this is the tempo, and the groove says we're leaning into it. Teacher tip. Don't do random nudges everywhere. Micro timing works best in families. Create feel states. For example, bars 1 to 4, hats are plus 8 milliseconds. Bars 5 to 8, hats are plus 4 milliseconds, so it tightens a little. Bars 9 to 12, hats go to plus 10 milliseconds, extra drag. That's motion with zero extra density. Step 2, implied swing using ghost notes that you feel more than you hear. Add a ghost snare very quietly just before beat 2, and maybe just before beat 4. Typically a 16th before. Keep the velocities low, like 15 to 40. Your main snare is 110 to 127. Hats should not beat a straight line either. Aim for a phrase like 55, 80, 65, 90. That kind of pattern makes your ear hear a groove sentence. And think in two-bar sentences, not random variation. Decide where the accent word is. Often it's the end of three or a tiny pickup into the next bar. Make one spot matter, then support it. Processing for ghosts, high pass them, because low frequency ghost notes just make your intro cloudy. Use EQ8, high pass around 180 to 300 Hz. If they poke too much in the presence range, dip gently around 2 to 4K Hz. Add a little saturator, 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. If you want them extra tick-like, you can use a gate with a fast release so the ghost is a short punctuation, not a mini snare. Expansion idea, you can also do snare aura without moving the snare. Play super quiet tick 10 to 25 milliseconds before beat 2, and 4. This works great with audio, like a tiny stick or filtered noise. It creates anticipation without sounding like a flam. If you can hear it clearly as two hits, is too loud or too far away in time. Step 3. Tighten minimalism with drum bus and transient control. On your drum rack or your drum group, do a simple stock chain. First EQ 8, high pass at 20-30 Hz to remove rumble you don't need. If it's boxy, a tiny dip around 250-400 Hz can open the pocket. Then drum bus, drive around 5-15%. Keep crunch low in the intro. Damp somewhere in the 3-8 Khz zone to tame harshness. Boom either off or extremely low. The intro is not where you want big sub enhancements, you want definition. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack 3-10 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient. Release auto or around 0.1-0.3 seconds. Aim for 1-2 dB of gain reduction max. If you're hitting it harder than that in a sparse intro, you're usually flattening the groove. Here's a mindset shift. Tight drums make space feel expensive. Minimal arrangements reveal messy transients instantly. Step 4. Texture as percussion. This is the secret sauce. Instead of adding more drum hits, add textures that behave rhythmically. On the texture's audio track, drop in vinyl noise, room tone, fully like cloth or chain, a coin hit, a stick click, short Reese resample tails, jungle ambient snippets. Keep them subtle but intentional. Warp smart. Foley often likes complex pro. Noisy perks can do well in beats mode. Slice your textures into 1/8 and 1/16 moments. Then place them as answers to your main groove. Think call and response. Snare speaks, texture replies. Kick speaks, texture replies. You're creating a conversation, not a pile. Now process the textures with a stock chain. Auto filter first. High pass around 250-600 Hz. Add a slow LFO on the cutoff. Rate around 1/4 note to 1 bar. Subtle amount. This gives you movement without adding any notes. Optional. A touch of redux. Keep it light. Just enough grit so it reads on small speakers without turning into sandpaper. Then utility. Make textures wide, like 120-160%. But base mono on the texture track around 120-200 Hz so the width doesn't wreck your center. Send a bit to the plate reverb for depth. Pro move, sidechain the textures to the snare, subtly. Put a compressor on the textures track, enable sidechain, choose the snare as input, ratio 2:1, attack 5-15 milliseconds, release 80-200 milliseconds. You're only looking for 1-3 dB of gain reduction. The point is that every time the snare hits, the textures breathe around it. That breathing is groove. Also, quick mono sanity check. A/B your texture width at 0% versus 150%. If the groove collapses in mono, reduce width and rely more on reverb pre-delay for depth. Step 5. Bass hint. We want to imply weight without delivering the drop. Create a bass hint MIDI track. Use Waveatable or Operator. Keep it simple. Sine or sine-ish. Then add just enough harmonic content to make it audible on smaller playback. Waveatable quick patch. Oscillator on sine. Then saturator after it. Drive maybe 2-6 dB, soft clip on, EQ 8, low pass around 120-200 Hz so it stays a hint, utility, width 0%, mono, always, write a pattern that only shows up every 2 bars, like, hold the root note for 1 bar, then a short pickup note before the next phrase, then automate a filter over 16 bars, you can slowly open a low pass upward, or slowly close a high pass downward, teasing the drop without actually giving it away. Step 6. Now, and only now, introduce groove pool. Go to swing and groove. Try something like MPC 16 swing 55-59. Subtle. Apply it to hats, ghosts, textures. Do not apply it to the main snare. Leave that snare as your anchor. In the groove pool, keep tining around 10-25%. Velocity may be 0-15%. Random 0-5%. This is spice. Advanced option. Extract groove from a break snippet. Grab a little Amen hat bar, right-click, extract groove, apply it lightly to hats and ghosts only. This gives jungle DNA without turning your intro into a full break intro. Extra coach note, pick a timing leader per 8 bars and stick to it. If everything is expressive at once, minimal turns into messy. So decide, are hats the leader, slightly late? Are ghosts the leader, pushing into the snare? Or are textures the leader with off-grid stutters, while drums stay disciplined? One leader makes it confident. Step 7. Arrangement. Let's map a practical 32 bars, and you can shrink it to 16 if you want. Bars 1-8. Establish space. Snare on 2 and 4. Minimal kick. One hat pattern. Texture is low passed. Bass hint barely audible. It should feel like the room is being revealed. Bars 9 to 16. Introduce motion, not density. Bring in ghost notes and maybe a rim or click for call and response. Open the texture filter slightly. Add a single reverse hit into bar 16. Just one. Don't overproduce it. Bars 17 to 24. Raise tension. Add a second hat layer, but keep it high-passed and very quiet. You can even make an air hat layer by duplicating your hat, high-passing it at 7 to 10 kHz, saturating lightly, widening it, and blending it super low, like minus 18 to minus 28 dB. It's not a new rhythm. It's a halo. Also, automate your space. Increase the plate send by 1 or 2 dB over the section, or increase pre-delay slightly. Same pattern, different environment, and it feels like progression. Bars 25 to 32, transition. Here's the big trick. Remove something around bar 29. Negative space equals impact. Then add a tiny fill at bar 31, like a 1/16 air drag, a single tom, or a one-shot event like a pitch down Foley hit. You want produced, not busy. Automate a filter on the drum group or master very subtly. You can raise a high pass a touch for a little thinning, or open a low pass for reveal. Do a reverb throw on the snare at bar 31. Send it hard just for that hit, then pull it back. Optional tape stop, but consider doing it on textures only so the drums stay clean and confident. A few common mistakes to avoid while you build this. Overquantizing. Minimal intros expose robotic timing instantly. Putting groove on the main snare. The backbeat should be your anchor. Too much reverb early. Wash kills perceived groove. Filter your returns and use pre-delay. No velocity storytelling. If hats are all the same, it won't roll. Too many cool layers. Sparse means every sound must earn its place. Now let's lock it in with a quick practice exercise. Make a 16-bar intro using only 6 elements. Kick, snare, closed hat, either ghost snare or a rim, one texture loop, and one bass hint note. Keep combined hats and perk under 8 hits per bar. Snare stays on 2 and 4 on grid. Do at least 3 timing nudges across hats or ghosts. Automate one filter and one send over the 16 bars. Then do the real test. Turn your listening level way down until the kick and snare are barely audible. If it still feels like it's leaning forward or laid back, you nailed the pocket. If it becomes a click track, you relied on loudness, not groove. This audio version is shortened for playback.